Take the steering wheel in your life with my book, The Driver's Seat. Climb out of life's back seat and step into your God-given purpose. This isn't just a book, it's a wake-up call to action. As the author, I guide you through realizing your true potential and living with purpose. Break free from life's back seat and those seat belts and seize control of your own destiny. Your purpose isn't just a dream, it's your reality waiting to be lived. So discover this book right now at whatsgood.work. Click on the link that says buy my books. Take charge and transform your own journey today. What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of What's Good, the podcast. I'm your host, Jay Floyd. I am a data engineering leader. I am a certified life coach, strengths-based life coach. And today, we're going to be talking about exactly that. What's good about strength finding, knowing your own strength? Strengths are so important. It's so vital that for success, whether it's in your career, whether it's at home, as a man, as a woman, as a leader of a family, as the leader of an organization, in any role that it is you want to play, so important that you take the reins in identifying your strengths. Today, I am going to, I want to reference the biblical story of David and Goliath, right? David and Goliath is found in the Bible, in 1 Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel in chapter 17. It outlines the story of David and Goliath, but we don't need to really go to the verses because everybody knows this story. Everybody knows this story, right? David is a young shepherd. The Jewish people are fighting, the Hebrews are fighting the Philistines. His armies lined up for days. They squared off, man. They're face to face, right? It's no different than watching two warring factions now, right? Out on that field, or two warring gangs, right? Two gangs that are lined up outside ready to fight. You know, the Philistines, they bring the top dog, you know? They bring Goliath. First of all, it's just that name itself. It's like, yeesh. Goliath. Goliath was supposed to be, man. I don't have the stats on my man. I do not have the tail of the tape, but I believe my man was like 8-9 feet tall, right? Like, I don't know. He was huge. So basically they brought LeBron James out there, right? Or like the Big Show, right? Andre the Giant is out there. And they're like, yo, taunting Israelites, like, yo, you know, y'all don't want no parts of this. Y'all do not want these problems, right? And, you know, they didn't. You know, the Israelites were a little shook, but one of them wasn't, man, and it was David. You know, we all know him later on as a powerful king who fought wars and, you know, he did some dirt too, but at this point in time, he was still young. He was not the king. Saul was the king. David was just a shepherd. You know, he watched over some sheep. He was not trained to fight as a soldier. He wasn't in the army per se, you know. His brothers were, but he was not. He was young. He's too young, right? So basically, he steps up. David steps up and he says, I'll fight this guy, right? Like, we all know how this turns out, right? This little guy versus the big guy. The little guy doesn't come out with a sword and armor, but he comes out with a slingshot and five smooth stones and shoots them, strikes the big dude in the forehead with a stone, causes the giant to fall, and then David uses Goliath's own sword to defeat him. Whew. Powerful story. So powerful indeed that here we are thousands of years later and we're still telling this story, right? Like, it's always used as the big guy versus the little guy, right? Pardon me, y'all. It's always fused as, you know, the big guy versus the little guy. If you're, you know, a regular person and you sue a gigantic corporation, they call it a David versus Goliath battle. But it's not what we're going to talk about today because, in my opinion, this really has nothing to do with size in that way. It's really not about one guy being little, one guy being big. It's really about one guy knowing what his strengths were. He knew exactly what his strengths were, right? Goliath could have known. He knew his strengths too, but he was not looking at strengths and how they can be applied, or he would have known what was about to happen, right? He would have known. So let's take a look at a couple of things. I want to analyze how David, he knew his lack of conventional warrior traits, right? Like, he didn't have size. He didn't have big muscles. He didn't know how to swing a sword. He wasn't trained to fight. But guess what? None of that mattered, because he did have strategic thinking and faith in himself and his creator. He had faith in his inner strength, right? So strategic thinking. He said, I have faith in God because I fought out when I was a shepherd out there protecting the sheep. When a lion came up or a bear came up, I would chase that bear down and get my sheep back. Grab the animal by their hair and kill him, strike him and kill him and take back my sheep. So if I can get through that, I know I can get through this. So I want to say this. David used not only he had a faith in God, but his faith in God didn't bring miracles to him. It didn't make him work any kind of magic. His faith in God was because he knew his past experiences were going to give him what he needed. It's going to equip him with unique strengths to overcome this battle, right? So I want to make that analogy to us right now. I want to let you know, anybody listening to this, your past experiences have equipped you with unique strengths. And as long as you know what those strengths are and you think strategically, you can utilize those strengths and be creative to get past any struggle that's ahead of you, right? Goliath brought strengths too. He had advantages, right? So I want you to understand that as you're going through life, whether it's a family challenge, whether it's a career challenge, everybody around you has strengths and advantages. They just may not be utilizing them strategically. But everybody is capable, and everybody has been through their own unique experiences. We have a combination of things that we're born with that we just naturally have, all right? Goliath was born 20-whatever feet tall, right? He had the size. He had the strength. But we also have things that come through life, right? Like, he had been battle-tested. He was probably forced into the Philistine military because he was large, right? As a kid, he was probably forced into battle, probably seen so many terrible things that no kid should have to see, turned him into this vicious killing machine. So he had some unique experiences too that had equipped him with unique strengths. But guess what? He wasn't leveraging them strategically, right? He came into the battle thinking, I'm going to win this one the same way I win all of them. But let's think about how David actually defeated Goliath. He used a slingshot. You know, the king Saul offered him a sword and armor. But guess what? He was already thinking strategically. He knew, if you give me a sword and armor, if this is what I'm going to choose to use, I am going to lose because I am not uniquely gifted in that way enough to win this battle. But guess what? I am uniquely gifted enough in distance fighting, right? I'm thinking strategically. I understand if I take away Goliath's advantage, if I don't get close to him, if I don't let him get his hands on me, his advantage is gone. But mine is not, because I know how to use this slingshot, right? He used a strategy over physicality. We can't always brute force everything. You cannot win every battle in front of you the same way you've won everything else. Right. I want to bring this up, right? Because I know you're thinking, oh, man, but this is what I do. This is my strength. This is what I've always done. Look at this. David said that he fought a bear and a lion by chasing after it, striking it, taking his sheep away. And when the animal would turn on him, he would strike it again and kill it. He would grab it by the hair. So he's talking about, yeah, he might have tried to sneak up on it, but eventually he did go toe-to-toe with this animal, this bear, this lion. He's grabbing it by the hair. So this is not distance fighting. This is not. So obviously this long distance, this smooth stone bearing, slingshot wielding strategy is not what he had usually used. So what did God give him through those past experiences? Well, it looks to me like God probably gave him wisdom. He might have came out of those scuffles with the lion and with the bear thinking, I am lucky to have got out of that, right? Like, that's not going to happen too often. Can't keep getting in those. Got to find a smarter way. So sometimes you can learn more advantages. You can learn to use your advantages through not using them the first time, right? He made a mistake. He approached it in a different way and it happened to work out for him, but he was smart enough to know not going to keep working. So he knew, okay, my strength is war strategy. I'm not a warrior. I haven't been indoctrinated by an army. Nobody has taught me traditional military tactics. I am a shepherd and I know how to handle whatever is at hand creatively. And I've been dealt some situations in the past where I've had to try some things. And now I am going to apply my strength today. So I want to encourage all of you to utilize your unique strengths. What have you been through? Did you lose somebody in life? Did you have a unique upbringing? Maybe you didn't have a traditional educational background. Maybe you had some struggles. Maybe you've been through some things. Maybe you've had a struggle with alcoholism. Maybe you've had a struggle with sex addiction or gambling addiction. Maybe some rough things have happened to you with a divorce or some setbacks emotionally. And as you make it through that, and it didn't kill you, and it didn't break you down, and you gain wisdom, so the next time, whether it's in your career or in your family, or whatever it is in front of you, when you look up and you see this obstacle, this adversary, this large stone of adversity standing in front of you, you can say to yourself, that ain't nothing but Goliath. Hey, thank you for joining me, y'all, right here on What's Good. I hope that y'all keep utilizing your unique strengths and take proactive steps to identify what it is you do extremely well, what it is, what has life equipped you with uniquely, and leverage that. Whether it's being an accountant, being an engineer, being a computer programmer, being an entrepreneur, utilize what you've been through. Utilize the gifts that it gave you. Utilize the unique lessons that it taught you. Self-awareness is key to personal growth and success. Keep joining me again as we unpack these type of lessons and we apply them to our lives, ensuring that we're ready to face our Goliaths with confidence and wisdom. I love y'all and keep rocking. That's what's good. Ready to revolutionize your content creation? Discover Deep Brain AI, the cutting edge solution in AI video synthesis. Create lifelike AI videos with ease, ideal for presentations, educational content, or just boosting your digital marketing. Your AI avatar waits to deliver messages with natural expressions and natural voices. It'll be just like hearing and seeing you and me. Experience the future of communication with Deep Brain AI. Discover more right now at whatsgood.work and click on our link that says, visit our sponsor.